What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for listening to the Elective Rotation, a critical care pharmacy podcast. This is episode 118. In this episode, I'll discuss how to use dexmedetomidine in severe alcohol withdrawal. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode118. If you know someone who would find this podcast helpful, please share it with them. Before we get to the episode, I'd like to put out a call for listeners to submit their practice resources. Every odd-numbered episode, I share a resource that I use in my daily practice. I would love to hear from you on what resources you use so I can share with all the listeners. Send an email to joe@pharmacyjoe.com and let me know what your top useful resources in your daily practice as a pharmacist are. Dexmedetomidine is an alpha-2 adrenergic agonist sedative agent. As discussed in episode 70 on severe alcohol withdrawal, dexmedetomidine reduces sympathetic outflow and blunts many of the symptoms of alcohol withdrawal, including tremor, tachycardia, anxiety, and agitation. Many of the symptoms of withdrawal that dexmedetomidine effects are part of the CYAR or CYAD withdrawal scoring protocols. This effectively means that when dexmedetomidine is started, patients will score lower on withdrawal scoring protocols and therefore receive less benzodiazepines. The side effects of benzodiazepines can be significant, namely delirium and respiratory failure. However, GABA sensitivity is significantly altered in patients with alcohol withdrawal, and all other treatments considered effective, such as benzos, phenobarb, propofol, gabapentin, have some activity on GABA receptors. Dexmedetomidine lacks any GABA activity. It does not prevent seizure associated with severe alcohol withdrawal. Due to the lower benzodiazepine dose patients on dexmedetomidine receive, they also receive less stimulation of GABA receptors. So has the significance of this been well studied? Brian Hayes, or @PharmERToxGuy on Twitter, has examined the quality of the evidence for dexmedetomidine and alcohol withdrawal in the past. I have a link in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode118 to his post and to a comment he made on Twitter. He points out that the endpoints available in clinical trials for dexmedetomidine in alcohol withdrawal are the wrong endpoints to look at. So what exactly does the available literature on this subject cover? An article in 2016 concluded when dexmedetomidine was started within the first 60 hours of hospital admission, fewer benzodiazepines were used at 12 or 24 hours. Another 2016 article concluded dexmedetomidine did not affect ICU or hospital length of stay compared with propofol when they were used as an adjunct in the treatment of alcohol withdrawal. And one more 2016 study concluded that dexmedetomidine use was associated with a doubling of the hospital and ICU length of stay, 8.9 versus 4.7 hospital days and 2.9 versus 1.4 ICU days, respectively. A 2015 study concluded dexmedetomidine reduced benzodiazepine use requirements during ICU stay. Another 2015 study concluded seizures have been reported with dexmedetomidine due to the lack of GABA agonist administration. And another study in 2015 concluded dexmedetomidine reduces hypertension and tachycardia in alcohol withdrawal syndrome and also reduces benzodiazepine requirements. However, the impact of these findings on important clinical endpoints is yet to be determined. There was one study that I could find in clinicaltrials.gov that had clinically relevant endpoints. Unfortunately, it was terminated due to slow enrollment, and no results for that study are posted. considering that dexmedetomidine has been available for over a decade, I would expect we would know more about its effects when used as an adjunct in alcohol withdrawal. A 1987 study that examined clonidine in alcohol withdrawal concluded the alpha-2 adrenergic agonists in alcohol treatment seem modestly effective for treatment of some parts of alcohol withdrawal. They represent a promising, novel, but still investigational approach. Additional data, particularly comparing them to the benzodiazepines, are needed before their potential and therapeutics can be assessed. Nearly 30 years later, it seems we're in the same position as to the level of evidence available to make a judgment on how to use dexmedetomidine for alcohol withdrawal. I remain concerned that when dexmedetomidine is added to a patient in alcohol withdrawal, symptom-triggered dosing of benzodiazepines comes to a halt. To attempt to counter this, I ask for a scheduled benzodiazepine regimen to be added. Another option that makes sense would be to cap the dexmedetomidine dose at some arbitrarily low level, like 0.5 mics per kilo per hour, in hopes that the patient would still score enough on a CWAS scale to still receive enough benzodiazepines to treat their withdrawal. If this is done, I would use frequent doses of diazepam, 10 milligrams every 10 minutes as needed for withdrawal, to ensure the safety of the staff involved in caring for the patient. Given the scant evidence beyond short-term improvements in sedation or benzodiazepine dose, I expect there's a lot of variability in how dexmedetomidine is used in severe alcohol withdrawal. Leave a comment in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode118 to let me know how you use dexmedetomidine to treat alcohol withdrawal. Listeners can support the show when they shop using my link to Amazon. It will cost you no extra money, and I will receive a small commission from Amazon. Just bookmark and use my link, pharmacyjoe.com/shop, to take you to Amazon each time you shop. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.